And now this is a dictation for Robert. Teeny, piercing, Paul, E-A-N-E-Y. February 12, 1958. We're going to address this as a letter to Dr. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Gross, G-R-O-S-S, 6298145. Dear Dr. Gross, a follow-up for Mr. Pini. Comes accompanied with family member who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, with biopsy-proven abnormalities. He also follows with Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, because of leukemia and lymphoma. Since the last visit in July, weight is stable. Overall, he's feeling well. No hospital admission. No vomiting dysphagia. Denies blood in the stools or changes in urination. No cloudiness or blood. No gross dyspnea. No orthopnea PND. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph. Medication review, I will highlight the lisinopril, Demadex as blood pressure treatment, otherwise diabetes cholesterol management, medications for anxiety, ombupropion. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 130/77, otherwise alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, no other changes on physical exam. Next paragraph, creatinine, however, has increased from a baseline of 2.2 to 2.5 up to May. A few days ago, 4.8, and now 4.2. Glucose elevated at 280. Low sodium, 135. Elevated potassium, 5.9, 5.6. Metabolic acidosis down to 16. Abnormal calcium. Present GFR will be around 12. He does have anemia, 9.8, with elevated white blood cell count, predominance of both neutrophils and lymphocytes. Normal platelet count. Next paragraph, a prior renal biopsy, which was done April 2020. The changes were early diabetic glomerular sclerosis, with moderate to severe arteriolosclerosis, diffuse mild tubular atrophy, focal tubular injury, diffuse moderate interstitial fibrosis. The nephrotic range proteinuria thought to be related to the diabetic changes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, a change of kidney function, acute and chronic. A person who has biopsy proven diabetes, hypertensive changes as indicated above, with otherwise negative serology for alternative reasons for nephrotic syndrome. Concerned about the associated leukemia lymphoma, we need to make sure that there has been no intercurrent retroperitoneal enlargement of lymph nodes and obstruction. I'm requesting an urgent kidney ultrasound post-void residual. Clinically, he has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. I'm going to place lisinopril on hold because of the high potassium. We are going to increase the Demadex to 30 milligrams today and two more days, and that will help also with blood pressure and potassium. We will add Norvasc 5 milligrams. We will repeat chemistries on the next week or so. Further advice with results of the ultrasound, explain the meaning of advanced renal failure. Technically, he is presently GFR 15 or below, stage 5, although not symptomatic. We will do some educations about dialysis, fistulas, once we see that there is no intercurrent process like obstruction from lymph nodes. End of dictation.